Right, right. Well, lobbying our state, so it doesn't play. That's the immigration, which is the name that you're concerned with. They're going to lob on terrorism and all that. What's the name of that?
Terrorism.
Don't get terrorism today.
We set up a committee today, I think.
We got a follow-up statement by each one. That is terrorism, that's the immigrants. You cannot use the terms on each plane. You can't see Irishmen, blacks, Canadians. You understand they're different things. There are blacks and whites. I mean, there are Italians, Germans, Poles. You can't, and you can't use Jews. You're confusing freedom. I think religions, races, and nationality are all mixed together. They're all screwed up. So just say, you know, talk about nationalities. No. You know, to go on and the great things he's doing and the trip to China.
You know, one thing we have to, we must do is this is to, I said earlier that we've got to do some things to show that we won the election, however, and to just back into it because McGovern is such an ass. That's the reason I want to do some things.
Of course, I think the as far as the historians are concerned, they're going to say you won this. Over a long period of time, not over. You wanted, I mean, the toughest political decision was May 8th. Tougher than anything you say during a campaign.
That's why they're starting to write this thing. The year 1972, instead of just the campaign, it has been quite a year. And they go into the whole thing.
You know what?
Economic policy, China. Taking effect, China, Russia, and the election.
It really has been. When you look at your support in the trial heats since since March each month with Harris, you know, 59, 54, then there was that dip of 48 in May. That was during the, before the May 8th positive reaction set. And then June, 54, 55, 57, 63, 59. It's been well up in the 50s all year long. You know, you've been building strength for a, over a 6 or 8 month period. This isn't just a reaction to this guy in Eagleton and a few other things. There's been a developing pattern.
Anyway, would you not agree, Bob, that our, that we've got to keep in touch with sort of the gut reactions of ordinary people? That's why I'm going to have some around this White House.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have some as ambassadors. And I'm going to have some in positions. Now, this Rogers, I want to keep him.
Keep him.
You are not going to sit around and just have people that are looking to see the great trouble with almost every administration. And I know how we all are. I like to be around people that are my own, you know, intellectual equals. But you must not. You must not. They may be your mainly basically. And this would be hard. He could take our whole domestic council staff, and he could take the whole research staff, and he could eat them up in about 3 bites. No question.
I'm afraid you're
the
right.
The man is brilliant.
He's brilliant. Right.
He's goddamn. I mean, he is tough, quick. Now, he isn't always right. Sometimes he has bad judgment. But the man, if you read him on one of these talks, the only guy that I all know, our whole group, I put up against him and straight out of the debate with the company. He and Connie would have a good go because they both go with the juggler and they're both quick and smart and all the rest. But you see, Bob, you've got here, there are different factors in brains. I mean, not brains, it isn't brains. He's got a hell of a brain. The point is, it isn't a degree.
Yeah.
It isn't a question of where you went to college.
It isn't education.
It isn't a question of what school you went to. It isn't a question of whether you were raised in the right way. It isn't a question of whether you associate with the best people. This is the question whether or not you talk about the opera or the music center and all that fancy stuff. The question is whether or not you're playing the people. I really what you get down
to. It's like that little fellow, the first vice president of the.
The high school, he was the Irish voice.
But he's saying, you know, I never voted for Republicans.
I never voted in my life.
But I'm with you all the way, and we're going to organize, and we're going out with our people and our local.
Right.
They identify.
He says, I don't trust the communists, he says, and so forth. I never have. Ever since you through Garrett, we met every time. Garrett, I sure went out in that auditorium, of course, I remember very well. I said, and I point out, I was the fellow that got the son of a bitch convicted. And which most people forgot tonight. But anyway, the main point was that little Irish guy was saying, in effect, he said, we believe that you know what the hell the
government is up to. We trust you.
Yeah. Like, we didn't say, I didn't think he was doing the right thing, but now I think his policy is great.
Sure.
What may be talking about is not the point is that me understands what Kissinger and I, in fact, we're the only two of what Haig understands it to. What we're really up to. But again, it has nothing to do with whether you like communists or not, or Russians or Chinese or anything else. It has to do with the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And which nobody's ever thought about much recently. But boy, I tell you, Bob, it is really an eye-opener. You ever sat and talk to these guys, labor guys?
Not this group, no. I have to some, yeah.
Well,
I know what you mean.
Aren't they a different bunch?
Hell, yes.
Fifth sentence? I mean, hell, I mean, they're great.
And they're canny. They're very canny.
Oh, that's right.
This Teddy Gleason is about as shrewd a cookie as that you'll run into.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
What they're doing and why they're doing it.
And what they're going
to
get.
I don't mean to downplay our business guy. We've got a guy, I think, a guy like Malik. Malik is as smart as anybody, as tough as anybody. We've got a few that are like that. Bob, the kind of guys we have got to get around here are more in that category. I mean, of the icy, tough, shrewd, no nonsense. They don't give a shit. I don't mind if they go to the parties and the rest, but I don't want to be taken in by them. You know what I mean? I don't mind if they read the Washington Post, but I don't want them to read it and believe it. I want them to read it only to know what the other side is saying. That's all. That's all.
Get mad every day.
You
read it like you read the Daily Worker, just to see what the line
is. Too often our people come in terribly depressed because they read, and they think, gee whiz, I didn't get a good notice in the Washington Post or the New York Times. I never had that good notice, and I don't give a shit. I haven't, frankly, since 1960, because I know they're against me. And so our press people have to hurt, except me. That's the way they handle it.